Oh, so we started on Thursday. We started looking at a Gemara and in Bavasa, Kufayin Hey, Amud Beis, which is very useful for us to understand what's going on in Bava Kamma. So we're going to be holding with two Gemaras. Okay, but we're going to focus on the one in Bavasa first, and then we'll move on to our Bava Kamma. So in the Gemara Bavasa, what we saw last time, we had Ullah. And we had Rabbah, right? Ullah holds, Amar Ullah, you see by the Gemara, let's go a bit briefly and then we'll take a bit further. Amar Ullah, Va'atoya, that Ullah held that according to the basic biblical law, there's no difference if it's a milvah mishtah, a milvah alper, there's no difference. You're goyva min achosim, even if it was only done by alper, without any documentation, the malveh can go and claim from the. Obviously, you can try and claim from the, loiver, but if you can't, the loiver doesn't have the money because he's already sold his field, he could go to another person's, to the person that bought the loiver's fields and take away his, repossess those fields and take them as payment for his loan. Right? That is the basic biblical law, both by milvah b'shtah and milvah alper. And before we start, just to remind ourselves, we know what the halacha is, right? Halacha is, when can you be goyva from Meshubadim? When can a Malva claim you possess the fields that were sold? Only if it was a Milva be'shtah. A Milva be'edim, you can't. So that's what we know. And we're going to see, and it's all to come to our bottom. But Menatoya, it's not like that. So Ullah said, Tvatoya, Kundu Menatoya, Kundu Biblical Law, you can be goyva from, always can be goyva from Meshubadim. Why should that be? Because Shibud deraisa, the Torah, said that if somebody makes a shibud, somebody takes a lien, that has a kach, that's ad kedei kach, it's counted as if the karka belongs to the malveh. So shibud to the malveh. So if the loiver goes and sells that field, it wasn't his to sell, it belonged to the malveh, and therefore the malveh could take it back. So why is it that we know that by milveh alpeh, you're not goyva from a shibudim? Says Ullah, say to the rukuchos. It's unfair. The Lukukis won't know about an Elbai and they'll end up having to have bought land that's going to be taken away from them. If so, even by Milva B'Shtah, why don't we say that? Milva B'Shtah also you could say the same thing. It's unfair that the Lukukis bought something you're taking away from them. Answer the Gemara, Inu the Avid after that Afshayu. Since there's a coil when somebody does a Shtah, everyone hears about it. So if they went ahead and bought their field, that field, even though there was a coil, it's their fault. They lost out. That's the so the basic biblical law is you can always take away from the lukuchos. Chazal were mesakin, but people that never couldn't protect themselves, and milvah alper, they're mesakin that you can't take away the land from him. That's if you hold shibuda deoraisa, right? Sure, you're following that shibuda deoraisa, meaning that according to Torah law, if somebody took a loan and his fields are meshubud, they really belong to the malveh. That is what Ullah held. Rabbah holds the opposite. Rabbah says just the opposite. They really according to biblical law, you can't be goyva ever. Never to, the malveh can never go to somebody else and take away the field that he bought. Right? The malveh lent money to the loiver. The loiver after subsequently went and sold his fields. According to Torah law, those people that bought it, it's theirs. And the malveh can't take it away. And the malveh can't take it away. Why? Because shibud alav deraisa. There's no such thing as a shibud minatoya. If somebody sells it, you have the right to sell it, and the person that bought it has the right to buy it. And the malveh is owed money. Shibud alav deraisa. So why is it that we know the din is if you milveh b'shtah, you can? That's the takanu d'rabbanon, kidei shelo yitil delis b'fnei lavim. So that people will be able to borrow. If a malveh would know, he'd never be able to claim his debt. No. Then he won't lend in the first place. So for the tovus of the loiver, we are masakin that. So the question is, if so, oh, if so care so much for loivers, why even by milvah alper, why don't we say the same takana? So he said, no, there's no kol. Chazal can't make a takana in a case where the loiver is going to lose out. The keach is going to lose out. The keach is going to lose out. He's going to buy a field and going to take it away from him. So if there's a kol, so Chazal said, okay, listen, don't go and buy it. You know there's a kol, don't buy it. If there's no coil, so emalas. So that's the two malach we saw in the Gemara. Shibuda deraisa, shibuda lav deraisa. Ullah holds shibuda
All
right, so and Rabbah holds Shibuda Lav Doraisa.
So what's the first one?
The Shibuda Doraisa?
Yeah, he said it Doraisa. Show me the pasuk.
There is a pasuk for it.
Okay. There is?
Yeah, yeah, Rashi brings it.
Then what would Rabbah say?
Very good, okay. So Shaila Hayyidamat, what do you do with that pasuk? Okay, so Rabbah says, I've got pasuk, it's an Ovid, it's a pasuk, it says so. So now, then the Gemara brings, slightly after that, brings Machlikas, Rab and Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Okay, so now Rab and Shmuel, which is 10 lines up from the end of the page. And Rab and Shmuel, I think in Yossi is even underlined. Rab and Shmuel, Domit Tavayu, said that. Rab and Shmuel, Domit Tavayu, Milval Peh, Eina Goiva, Loimen Yoshem, Loimen Akochis. He holds, Milval Peh, you can't be Goiva at all. Not from Yoshim, and not from the Kuchis. And let's work that one out. Milval Peh, what did we say? Why are you not Goiva from the Kuchis? Why not Goiva from the Kuchis? Because no Kuchis.
Very,
very good. So it depends. If Yoshi Buddha Doraisa, why is it that you're not Goiva from the Kuchis? Milval Peh. Yeah, because it's not fair, unfortunately. So what can we do about it? If you hold Shibuda Lav Doraisa, why is it that you're not Goiva from the Kuchos?
Well,
really, I'll be Ika, basically, you shouldn't be Goiva anyway. And they were never Misakin at Takona, you should be able to take it from him because it's not fair. That's the difference. According to the first Malach of Shibuda Doraisa, there was a special Takona not to be Goiva from the Kuchos if it's a Milval Peh. Because it's not fair for them. Say the Kuchis. Come to the second Malach, which you would allow to Isa. And the reason why you can't be Goiva from the Kuchis is because you're not meant to be able to be Goiva from the Kuchis. It was never Takono to say you could be Goiva from the Kuchis. That's the. Oh, so Rav and Shmuel said what they say. Milval Peh, you're not Goiva. Not only can't be Goiva from Yoshim. You're not Goiva from the, no, you're not Goiva from, well, see, not even a Yoshim, not even a Kuchit. Not Goiva, not from Yoshim, and not from the Kuchit. And we're going to have to work out together why not from Yoshim. Okay? So the Gemara speaks out.
Is that a new Shita, or is it?
It's a, well, we never spoke about Yoshim until now.
But the fact that, does that mean that Ula and Ramat are agreeing?
Well, we'll have to work one out, because it could be in Cheshvinus, it could come out with Chilukim. So the Gemara is saying clearly that Ula didn't hold. Come to Ula, there's no svara why you shouldn't be able to be Goiva from Yoshim. Okay, let's make the cheshvin. Come to Ula, Shibuda Doraisa. Right? So Shibuda Doraisa tells me, even a Milval Peh, where are you meant to be Goiva from? Everywhere. But even Milval Peh, you should be able to be Goiva from the Kuchos. Why can't you be Goiva from the Kuchos? Special Takana, Rabbono, Mishum Hefsid, the Kuchos. That's only applicable by Hefsed de Lekuchos. If it's Yoshim, there's no Hefsed de Lekuchos. Yoshim Bashut received from the father. It wasn't meant to be there to get it. It was meant to have gone to the Malveh, so they never got it. So definitely, come to Ula, this din of Rav and Shmuel is not applicable. Rav and Shmuel didn't fit in with Ula. And indeed, the Gemara says, why not? Shibud, why is it? Shibuda, Lav Dereis. The Gemara is clearly saying that Rav and Shmuel must hold like rabble. And Shibuda loved her eyes. Shibuda loved her eyes. And therefore, there's what to talk about that the Kufi shouldn't get. The truth is not muchach, if you're the bravo, that the Kufis won't get. That it's not muchach, yeah, that's just use the words of the Chazal, sorry. That it's not muchach, if you're the bravo, that you won't be able to be goiva from Yoshim. It's not muchach. Because it could be, the rabbi would say, just like we made the Takono. That Mimnei, what was Rabbi said? Shibuda Lav Doraisa, and we made the Takana Shalitin on Teres, and therefore, the only reason why we didn't make the Takana Shalitin on Teres on the Rekucho is because there was no coil. It could be we'd make that Takana Shalitin on Teres in Yoshim. Yeah, could be. It's mocking to say if you hold of Rabbi that you would be going on Yoshim. Let's go over that one more time. If you hold of Rabbi, the reason why you bechlal able ever to Goiva is because takonos chachamin shaloi tin al deres. Right? Now, Bemet, to Tim Deretz Bafei Lovin. Bemet, we would have thought it should go across the board. Never you should be able to go even from Milval Pishtah, Milval Peh. You might have thought so. And the only reason why we can't is because there's no coil, meaning the Nukuchis were bought. We can't make a Takon against them. That's against the Nukuchis. We have a Raya against Yisayim. Yisayim, who didn't buy it. Maybe we just go back to the old din, Shulatil Deles, Bin Lovin, Chazal made the Takona. They're always able to be goiva both from Nukuchis, like Milva Bishtah, and the Nukuchis Milva Alpeh. But no, it can't be that because the Nukuchis will lose out. Okay, but Yisayim, but Milva Alpeh. Yisayim should be able to be goiva Milva Alpeh. So there's mocking to say in Rabbo that. But Rav and Shmuel, with them going in the kibbutz of Rabba, they say no. They say Milval Peh, you're not Guba, not from the Kukhis, which we understand by. And even not from Yisrael. Right. Nachon. Right, very good, Dirk. Says Yossi, it's Meduyuk. And Milva Bishtah, even though she put a lab deraisa, Milva Bishtah, you would be Guba from Yisrael. And that needs a bit of a bottle. Why should that be? What's the difference between Milva Bishtah and Milva Zeh?
But the coal doesn't matter.
Same thing. We don't want to be the coal. But the coal doesn't matter. But by someone who's buying,
okay, they need the coal to protect them.
You know, you can protect yourself. But if Milva Bishtah, you are going from the Yoshim, why?
So
Milva Peh should also be. Same, you're saying a terrible. Okay. Also saying a terrible, like a Shabbat, the Kasha. The Kasha is, now once you tell me that by Milva Bishtah, you're going from Yoshim, because there was Takana Shalitin al Deres. And the only reason why we didn't say that you can be going from the Kuchis, but Milva al Peh, the only reason why you're not going from the Kuchis, Milva al Peh, is because the Kuchis couldn't protect themselves. So therefore, we couldn't extend the Takona even by Milva al Peh. That's only applicable by the Kuchis, where there makes a difference if there's a code or no code. Like Yeshua said, Mamashenkin by Yoshim. It shouldn't make any difference between code and not code. Inasmuch as you say you can't claim from the Yoshim by Milva Mishtah, we should say the same by Milva al Peh. That's the Kasha on Rav and Shmuel. Tosfos asks this Kasha there. Tosfos on the side. Look at Tosfos. In a good illumina Yoshim. Heyman. The reason why Yossi knew it is because it's underlined in his. Heyman. Kim the Milva Bishtah. Govim in a Yoshim. Since Milva Bishtah is Govim in a Yoshim, like we just said, how did Tosfos know? Because it's a deer. Rav Shmuel said Milva Peh is not Govim. Not from the Kuchis, not from Yoshim. Mashma Milva Bishtah. You with me? Avagav the Shibud. Love the Raisa. Even though Shibud love the Raisa, you're still Guba from Yoshim. So Loi Bishtah Nami, even my Loi Bishtah, my time Loi Gobi. Why by Shibud Bishtah do you not claim? Mali Hechad Isli Kola. Mali Hechad Isli Kola. What's the difference if there's Kola or no Kola? Bishon Evet Kucho is a difference. If there's a Kola, they could have protected themselves. If there's no coil, they couldn't have protected themselves, and therefore we can't make this takana, so it's in the before you love it. And by Yoshim, we should make an afkamina. Yeshleim answers Tosfos. Bach changes like Yosa. Kivan, the mi shemelve, the edim, ein echoshesh le kolo, veligvide le kuchois, ligvide le kuchois. Since if somebody would have been malve be edim, I Milva Bishtah, not Bishtah, Milva Eden, Milva Alper. If you Milva Alper, Eina Choshesh Lukol, he doesn't care less about Koil, Veligveh de la Kuchos. Is he? Now you put your head in the mind frame of the Malve. The Malve lent. And he knows there could be that the person who borrowed money from him will sell his fields. And if he sells his fields, is he going to have any recourse to be able to get his money back? No. Because it's Milva Be'edim. There's no coin. Milva Be'edim. And therefore, he's not going to get any money back. So the Malve wasn't bothered here, Bechlal, that maybe he won't get his money back. So if he doesn't care less about it, so we're not going to make a gzeirah shel Eitan al Delis. The opposite way around. Every time, the reason why we say we go in from Shubodim is because I come to, we're going with the tzaddik, Shubodilandai says, Takana shel Eitan al Delis b'pnei Lomim. We're worried the Malve won't be willing to sell. But if we see a Malve, he lent with Eidim, meaning he lent without a shtar. So what's this Malva declaring? I don't care, I'm lending. I'm not worried, I'm lending. After they cash, the Rukuba is going to buy it, and you're not going to get it back from them. So just like you don't care less, and you're willing to lend, even though maybe you won't get it back, so there's no reason why we should say you should be able to get it from Yoshem now, because you would have lent anyway. All right, you lent to the whole world. You don't care about the Malvik, the Levik could sell his property. You don't care less about it. You're big tzaddik. You're willing to lend your money and put your money on at risk. Say that. As much as you're willing to do that, there's no reason why we should say you should be able to get from the Yosh. So it's similar to what you answered by Leiflogra with a more of a deeper vote. If a Malvi himself declared and said, you should know, I'm lending, I don't care, I'm not worried about it, I'm lending. So then we fall back to the basic halacha. She Buddha allowed the right. So you've got a right to take it from the Nukuchis. Right?
So they didn't have any value in that situation?
Yeah, because they can prove that the loan took place at least. That's all.
He doesn't care if he's saying that collection.
Well, yeah, but he wants the money back. But if it gets sold, he won't be able to take it from anyone else. Because, but he'll be able to go back to the guy, to the loan, and say, pay up. Yeah? So it says, Tosha, let's see that again. Vishloima. Kivon, the me, Shemilve, Beidim, Malve, Beidim, Eina Cheshish the Kolo. He doesn't care less about that he needs a coil. He's not making that you need a coil. Well, the Gvir, the Lukuris, he's obviously not concerned about the fact that he can't claim for the Lukuris. Like Tikno Chachomim, Ligvis, Mena Yosha. Chazal went Mesakin to be able to be given from Yosha. Shmak means this, the Kolo, which Chazal said, is only to facilitate loans. If this person's happy to loan, happy to lend, with no need for us to make this takana. So how do we know you're happy to lend? Because, okay, forget about the Yosha, what about everyone else? This person could have sold his fields. You won't be able to claim for it. So that shows that you're happy to lend even without security. So we're not going to make any takana now. We're not going to make any takana, so you should be able to take it from the ocean. No. Why does it show it? Because had he been worried about security, he would have made the shtar. Very easy way of doing it.
Everybody is like knowledgeable in this thing.
Somebody before lending money does research. Mm-hmm. Should do.
Should do.
I'll be most people lend money. Big money, what he's talking about. I'm not talking about some few pennies. He's obviously lent big money, wants to pay the Lukuchis, right? So before doing that, should make inquiry. So that's the shitta of Rav and Shmuel. So Rav and Shmuel, what do they hold? Shibude? Love the race. And that's why you're not giving enough from the Lukuchis and even not from Yosh. The order is a little bit weird because it says, I don't have an answer to this, I'm just throwing out. Lo yimene yoshim, lo yimene al-kuchayis, b'derechlal, when you say things, you always say the bigger chiddush last. Not only from al-kuchayis, even not from yoshim. And you would have thought that's the way it should be. It doesn't say that. It says, not from the yoshim, and not from al-kuchayis. I would have thought yoshim is a bigger chiddush, like Tosis is bothered about. So, that's all, I don't have a text. Then along came Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. Now the second shitta, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, they hold that Milbal Peh is Geva Beimin Ayoshim Beimin Alkuchis. They hold that Milbal Peh is Geva Beimin Ayoshim Beimin Alkuchis. That means how do you understand this? Sure. How could he be Geva from Yoshim? Milbal Peh. How could he be Geva from Yoshim? Or how could he be Geva from Alkuchis, whichever one you want? If you're going to Shlokish, Shim Melakis is Shlokish. Yeah. So how are you giver from the kuchos? Must be old, even Milvalpeh. Must be old. My time is Shibuda Deraisa. Must be old Shibuda Deraisa. And he's not worried about the Pseudo Lukukhois. For some reason, Rabbi Yochanan Shokish don't care less about Pseudo Lukukhois. And therefore, they said, since Shibuda Deraisa, you're always be able to be Goyva, even from Lukukhois. Even though there's no Koyva, you're able to be Goyva. That's the Shitta of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lokish. So we have basically two main Mahalchim here, Shibuda Deraisa and Shibuda Rav Deraisa. Those are the two main Mahalchim. And then we have different variables because of that. We had Rav and Shmuel hold Shibuda Lav Deraisa and said you can't be Goyva, not from the Kuchos, by Mid Al Peh, not from the Kuchos, not from the Yoshim. And we have and Reish Lakish hold Shibuda Deraisa, and even by Mid Al Peh, you can be Goyva from the Kuchos. And Ula and Rabbo said no, Milva Bishtai, you can be Goyva from the Kuchos. Milva Alpeh, you cannot be Goyva from the Kuchos. That's what we've had in the Gemara. There's one more line which we don't have on, you don't have on your page, is Maskon of the Gemara, Omer HaPapa, not Maskon, whatever, Omer HaPapa, and Papa said, Hilchise, Alach Lamaise, the Milva Alpeh is Goyva from Yoshim, but not from the Kuchos. You hear that? That the Maskon is, Milva Alpeh, you are Goyva from Yoshim, but you're not from the Kuchos. Why not from the Kuchos? Go, yeah, that's right. And he doesn't explain. He doesn't say. We'll have to work out ourselves whether he holds to Shibud Dreis or Shibud Rabot. But Papa said, that's what it's going to work out. That the Gabbard of the Kuchois, even the Gabbard of the Kuchois, Milval Pen, you're not going from the Kuchois, right? Why? Could be one of the two reasons we said earlier. Could be either you hold Shibuda is the Raisa, but it's the Kamas Chazal, Sheloi, Sheloi Lahafsid, right? Right? Or it could be that Shibuda will have the Raisa, but we couldn't make a Takana, you should be able to be Goyva on it because there's no code. That could be really that. But you are Goyva from Yoshim. Why are you Goyva from Yoshim? So if you're Shibuda Deraisa, why are you going for Yoshim? Pashut, why not? If you're Shibuda Rabbanon, why are you going for Yoshim? Kidei Shalai Tinal Deres. So that's the Lashon of the Gemara. He says, you're going for Yoshim, Kidei Shalai Tinal Deres, Mifinilom. So it sounds like he's holding that Shibuda the Rabbon. Shibuda Rabbanon, and therefore you can claim for the Yoshim because Shalai Tinal Deres. You can't claim from the Lekuchos because there's no code. That's the Maskonos of Gemara over there. Okay, so now why are we learning all this? Because all this is necessary for us to learn our thesis. But before we do our thesis as a thesis, we have to see in Kuf Ayin Hey Ahmed Base in Bobby Basa, which you have there. So
something about it being birth of deceased. Pay back his debts.
The children have to pay back the father's debts because of kibbutz of kibbutz.
So it's also a good phrase in the Shema, no?
Like, yeah. That's talking about, you're focusing on two people. Yeah. There's a focus of what they have to do, and focus on what the Malva is going to write. This sugya is a shayla on whether Malva has a right to claim it from them. That's the sugya. Each person has their chiyuvim, right?
If we knew that the father before it was Shemel, you would say ABC, I need to pay some money. This is like without a calling, it's already known that he wants it to be paid. No. But I'm asking him, you know, he wants before he dies.
You see from the Gemara here, the Gemara is saying, I think it's your brother the rights to Abono, Shail is whether you can machive the ocean to pay out. That's the whole Shail in the Gemara. Right, so pay tastes. Now, what this taste is, Levin Yoshim, is we're not doing the whole of taste, it's just the first part. He's weighing up what's stronger, the right to claim from Yoshim or the right to claim from the Kuchos. Which one has got more of a reason to claim from? You say, Possum the Yoshim. Why are you saying Possum the Yoshim?
Like the father, just like you have a cloth to grab from the father, they just simply represent
it to him. That's a nice saw. Yeah. There's also another saw why you should be possible, you should be able to claim from the Yoshim.
So just drop to them. They, as opposed to the person we can't be
Right, so you're right in what you're saying. You're right. What you're saying is more of a svar I should be able to claim from Yoshe more than a kuris. Says Tosfos. Here we're holding in Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel said you're not grieving, not from the Yoshe, not from the kuris. So koshalari the Abba Ovis. Anyone know what that is? That's what we're learning. Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Wow, Gabe. Halach, my hilchus argues was goyvim in avodim, goyvim in avodim. Avodim owned by the loiver, and he sold it after taking a loan. He sold it to someone else. And the Gemara in our sense said, Ula said, you goyvim in avodim. Omer belozo. The Gemara said, Reb Nachman said, Omer belozo. Afidim yasmi. Reb Nachman said, are you goyvim even for misoyim? To which Sigma answered, remember Ula answered back, Loi, meaning, you gave her from him. Meaning, who's him? The Loiva. On that, Rav Nachman asked back, meaning, hey, what, the Loiva? You gave her the Loiva? That's not Chiddush. You don't need Ula to tell us it's Chiddush. You don't need the Rose to tell us it's Chiddush. I feel a Meglima da Kasve. From the Loiva, you take anything. Even his coat you could take off, his cloak. So, what's the chiddush of Rebbe Elazar? Avodim. Even his cloak you could take, even metallin you could take. Umeshani, and the Gemara answered, Shasoya poitiki. Umochri. Made him into a poitiki, made this eved into a poitiki, and he sold the eved. That means the loiva took a loan. He was meshabed, meaning he told the malva, this eved is going to be your shivud. And it's going to be the first point of call. You could take this up and get point. Hey, coin. This is where your loan is going to be able to claim from.
What is this? Is where or this is only where?
No, this is your first point of call.
This one, or you only have right this one?
Not only. But this is the first point of call. Even if I sell you a bit together, even if I got money, you can go and take it. If it dies, you can take anything else as well. But point, hey, coin. This is the first right of call. So the Gemara said, "I say, I pay to keep." So the labor took a loan, made the evidence up, and sold it. And that was the story. That's what Reb Elazar meant. Reb Elazar said that you're goyva from Avodim. So not from Agamar, right? He's talking about you made it an apoitiki. Now, what's apoitiki? Apoitiki is regarding the kuchois. I sold it. And you can now claim it, right? Mashma, avam yasmi lo igob. Mashma, that you can claim from the kuchos, you can't claim from yisaimim. Because if the question was that, like, how can you claim avodim, it's metaltalin, that was the question which Reb Elazar was asking. It's metaltalin. So the answer was, they made it into an apoitiki. What's apoitiki? A poetiki is, since it's a code, I made this into a code, and now you can go ahead and claim this. Although it's metatlim, you've got a right to claim it. Right? So now, that's all svaras, even if I sell it to someone else. So it's all svaras. A poetiki, the svar of a poetiki is svaras in, if I'm selling it.
And why are you looking at something? Why do you say it's a poetiki in case the lover dies, it must look like.
So you don't need apoitiki for that. So what's apoitiki going to help for that? Apoitiki is the first shibud. I was saying metaltling you can never take from Yisraeli. Even though all the metaltling are shibud to the labor, if the labor's to the malvin, if the labor's alive, you take them all. As soon as the labor dies, you can't take the metaltling from the...
But does it make apoitiki make it like karka at that point?
No, it doesn't make it karka. Well, it doesn't make it coil. It doesn't make it, it's not karka. And the halacha is a bit metaltlin, you don't give it from Yosh. The svar of apoitiki is like the Gemara carried on. The Omer Rava also have the apoitiki. Umochoi balchoi gevim, and that's our Gemara in Baba Kama. It's a svar mechir. So at least that's what he's understood in the kasha. He's understood in the kasha. It's a svar mechir. So it's a svar only by alvon, not by yisaimim, and therefore by yisaimim, we stay with the halacha. You can't be given from yisaimim metaltlin. Special then, apoitiki. Okay.
And that creates a form.
Yeah. How great is a cook? So that was the.
And you had
the whole. That was Tezan Noch. Tezan Noch was sent to say, Kedarova, Domarova, Osa Abdu Apetke, Umochroi. I didn't say Osa Abdu Apetke, Umesoi, Guiva Mina Yosh. I didn't say that. It says Osa Abdu Apetke, Umochroi, Guiva Min. That was what Rabbi said. So we thought that's what he's understood. It's Dafka Sa. Dafka Sa by the Kuchis. That's what he's thought. Because in Yoshim, if it's Metatlin, you're not giving Metatlin, it should make a difference. Kuil. Yoshim, so Yoshim don't get anything from Kuil. Kuil is always throwing Mecca. But in Yoshim, if you can be given from Metatlin, be given from Metatlin. You can't, you can't. Kuil should make a difference. And that's why Rava said the Chiddush is the Gabe, the Kuchos, not the Gabe Yosh. After they divide up. This is all.
And don't get into this. Because it would influence the Mecca that they're dealing with. They're dividing amongst themselves. They need to know whether or not there's a call out to side
them. Okay, keep your question to the side for now. I'm not saying you're wrong, but just keep it to the side so we can focus on what we're trying to do now. Okay, so the question is that. The question is that the passion of the sugya is mashma. The Rabbah is saying the chiddush va'peitik is he can be given from the kuchos, not from the yoshim. So what's Tosis power here? So you see here that it's easier to claim from the kuchos more than yoshim. Alma gave it tvei, sorry, mashma v'yasmi lo yigoi. V'teima frik Tosis first white line in the. In the Gemara, Kufayin here at base, V'teime, to Paskina and come on, we just Paskin later on. This is where Popolai said Balpe. The Milva Alpe, and Milva Alpe, what was the Maskon say Gemara? Milva Alpe, you're going from Yoshim and not from the Kufayis. So what do you see? It's easier to claim from Yoshim, as far as the Fuchis. Is it easier to gain from Yoshim or not? The Maskam Zagimon Kubai involved is the Baba said that Milval Peh, you gave it from Yoshim. Makes sense. Because there's a Shalotin on Dennis, and there's no Indian of Koil by Yoshim. Makes no difference to them. Therefore, as much as you always Shalotin on Dennis, and we allow you by Milval Bishtar to be gave from the Yoshim, so to Milval Peh, you gave it from the Yoshim. That's Poshat Svar. So, and the kuchos though was harder because the kuchos is always a risk that they don't know about it, and therefore it's harder to claim from them. So what's going on here? Tzadechad we see Alma gave a tefillin in the Yoshim and the kuchos. Mitzadechad we see in the Gemara of Pope that it's easier to claim from Yoshim than the kuchos. And in our Gemara by Apoiteki, it seems to be that it's harder to claim from Yoshim than the kuchos. What is it? Is it easier or hard? It's far as the four places. It's far as which are opposite.
So very common things. The more of Kamal is talking about a Hotaki which has a goal. The more of the Hotaki here is talking about a Milal Peh which doesn't have a goal.
Very good. Very good. Arlev pointing out what should be thought through. They're not exactly the same. In the case of the Hotaki, we're saying Hotaki makes a koil. And therefore you can claim from the Kuchois. You can't claim from the Yoshim. In our in the sugya in Bombasa, we're talking about a sugya of Milval Peh, where there's no coil. Where there we see it's easier to claim from the Yoshim more than the Kuchos. So what Rabbi Leib is saying is maybe the point is if you have a coil, then it makes it harder to claim from the Kuchos. So in the Gemara in Bombasa, which was talking about where there is no coil. In a case when there's no coil, so you can't claim from the kuchos because there's no coil. In the case of Apotiki where there was a coil, so then it's easier. Never even claim it from the kuchos. So what's Tosis Kasha? There are two sugyas. It's like what we would say chalk and cheese, and you say something else. You told me the other ones. Apples and oranges, whatever it was. It's two sugyas. In the sugya by in Baba Kama, it's a sugya of is there a coil or not? There is a coil. Oh, there's a coil. You can claim from the kuchos. In the Sugya of Abba Bas, there is no coil, the Milval Peh, no coil. You can't play from the Kuchos. Why have said the Kuchos? So, what's the cash of Tosis? Cash is as far as a Kuchos. Very nice, you've got a nice svar. Coil, no coil. But why is it that Yoshim in one place is easier, in one place is harder? In the case of Baba Basra, where there's a kohen, whether it's Baba Basra, where there's a kohen, no kohen. No, there was no kohen. There's no kohen. So you can't claim from the kohen, but you can claim from yosh. And by Baitaki, where there is a kohen, you can't claim from yoshim.
We're asking yoshim,
right? It's so separate. It's in one place we find yoshim are stronger, and the other place we find yoshim are weaker.
The fact that there isn't a call, there isn't a call.
Shouldn't make one higher than the other. Shouldn't make it the one that was easy to claim from when there was no call, shouldn't become harder to claim from when there is a call. The Yoshim, who is easier to claim from when there's no call, shouldn't become harder to claim from when there is a call.
This call has no mashmos.
Right, exactly right. That's Tosfos kasha. Of course, we could explain the kuchos of kuchos, but we're going to be left with a big kasha about what the kuchos in. What happened? Is Yoshim easier or harder? What's going on? If you want to say it, you have to build up your turn. Explain it. Don't just make me do the work. Right. It could be right. Figure it out.
Because we have it as a given, you know, if it's Dorais, so then he can't let it. It depends on where the Tikkana is coming from. The Tikkana is coming to protect the buyer, or it's coming to incentivize the lender.
Yeah.
So if you already have it as a given, then he can't it's Dorais, so that he can't,
Can collect,
then of course yorshim, you know, then it would be easy, it should be easier to collect from the yorshim.
Right.
Because you don't have any of the barriers.
Nahon. So what are you asking? You're thinking the best thing.
If you look at the lender society, right? If you have a lender, he doesn't care if the person who's he's taking it from is a Yorish or a Mekor. We want somebody who, if you're living with the model side, he wants somebody to collect. He doesn't care where the properties that they are.
Right.
So for that, it wouldn't make a difference to say whether it's a Yorish or a Mekor or the properties. But if you look from the side of the Kufos.
I would suggest that the two of you work out Mahalach. No, it's much easier than that.
Okay, but there's no a Yorish isn't a Lokeach.
So what? Talk. That's the point between the Shurim, when you work it out. You come with the Mahalach after, would be very good. So that's this kasha, this kasha, what's going on? Which one's more poshut than the other? Says Tosfos, here's the answer. Vetirat Rebbe. Don't know how often it comes up, Tirat Rebbe in Tosfos, the word Rebbe, but here it is. Vetirat Rebbe. Rebbe.
Which one is Rebbe? It's from another.
No.
Who's Rebbe?
Rebbe's about Tosfos. No, that's Rebbe Yitzchok. Unless it's a printing mistake here, but it says Vetirat Rebbe. Okay. Rebbe answered, one of the Bani Tosfos. Don't know who he is. The Vada Melekucho is Govit Fe. Yossi, you hear this? Yeah. It's Poshut from the Kucho is easier to claim. Midigabi Yosh. Then to claim from Yosh. Avagav. Tatifi the Kucho is. Even though here in Ausuga we find that the Kucho is, Ausuga means in Bombas, we find that the Kucho is, stronger, meaning it's harder to claim from them. Now here he takes you to Gemara Mem Aleph on the base, which is somebody who sells his field be'edim. So the Gemara there says, explain what that Gemara is talking about. It's talking about somebody sold his field and he said, you should know, I'm selling it to you by chreis. Meaning, if somebody would take away your field, you could take it, you could come back to me and claim from one of my other fields. And the Gemara there says, so you can imagine he had three fields, He sold one of them, Bachrais. Means he sold field number one, and he said, this field, if it gets taken away from you, you could come and claim it back. And he then sold field number two to someone else, and field number three to someone else. So and nice. Then the first field got taken away from the first guy. And he came back, the first guy came back to the Moicha and said, sorry, I don't have anything left. Okay, so he went to the Keir number two, and he's allowed to do that. And there was only Eidim then. There was no Shtar, only Eidim. And the Gemara says, the reason why is because the people that bought, those that bought number two, Afsudi Afsid Nafshayim. They were Afsid Nafshayim. Afal Gav, the Eina Gogim El Yosh. They caused themselves a loss. Means before you go into a business deal of buying things, you're meant to do proper research to see if there was any ship or whatever, all those that know legal things. It's
the people bought the second.
The people that bought the second field, the third field, those that bought the subsequent fields after you'd already said this field is a Mechir Bachrais.
Number one.
Yeah, field number one was sold Bachrais. So somebody who buys the field has to look at the previous fields that the seller was selling to see what.
So what's on the field number two say, is there a shipment on this field? He says, no, that's not good enough.
Right. Right. Yes, there is a field in that field, really. There is a shibud on that field. Because why is there a shibud on that field? Because he sold the first field saying that if it gets taken away, then this field, number two, is going to be mishubud for...
It's a conditional shibud on
that. Right. So that's something which a person has to do proper research into tomorrow, and that's what you pay the lawyers for. That was the chiddush of the Gemara. Yeah. Because when you buy something, you're meant to look at what the other person previously bought. That's also good there. The Gemara is trying to talk about whether Eidim can create a kol or not by Shtoris, not by Aval, not by this. Yeah, that was the Gemara that Ayin Shom. So the Gemara says Tosas, but in the same story, you can't be goyim from Yoshe. In that same story, that means there was the person sold a field. He sold field number one and he said, you should know if it gets taken away, you can come back to me and claim from me. And then he died. And his two remaining fields were bequeathed to his children. And the halacha is, the one who bought field number one, which got taken away from him, cannot go back to the Yoshim to claim from them. So you see that the kuchois are easier collectible than Yoshim. That's what this one's bringing right from the Gemara. It's easier to claim from the Kuchis more than Yoshim. What's the Svara? It's negative Svara. Yoshim was saying, he would have thought, oh, okay. Just this is a Svara. There the Gemara says that if...
The Gemara about the sale of the property?
Yeah, the sale. One second. The Gemara says over there that it's easier to claim from the Kuchis more than Yoshim. Meaning, in a case when Reuven, I'm not saying any names here, he sold the first field. And then, we don't need to say names. He sold the first field with Achrayus. And he said, if this field gets taken away from you, I will pay you back from my other fields. And then he sold field number two. Then the first one got taken away. The first person that bought the first field can go to the second person and take away his field. But he can't go to Yoshim and take away the field. You can't do that. Why can't you do that? That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, Lekuchos, so it's going to explain why not. Lekuchos, you can, and Yoshim, you can't. So what do we see? It's easier to collect from Lekuchos more than Yoshim. Yoshim, you can't. So what's the svar for that? It's negative svar, like it. What Yossi was saying before, and lots of shot says, this is a time and mishum. The reason is, look at these words. Sha'osu chutzpah, likno izdova, she'eshal of koil. Sha'oy mishumit. They did something chutzpahdik, to buy fields that has a koil on it, that's mishumit. This field, had you done research, you would have found out, has a koil, that's mishumit for a previous field that was sold. And nevertheless, you brazenly went and bought it. and took it away basically from the one that was meshuvah for. We penalize you and we say you have to give it back. So the chutzpah, they were brazen and they bought dovah sheish of kirsh and meshuvah. By time of the shach v'yosh. And for that reason, it's not applicable by Yoshim. They also didn't do anything brazen to take away this field. They received it on their glass plate, on their silver plate. And therefore, they don't have to.
They don't have to give it. It was Meshuvah already to somebody else. Why would they have to give it back? It's Meshuvah to somebody. Mother Shayach. They're getting something that doesn't belong to them.
One second. Can we ask the question? First of all, Tosa is saying, yeah? So Tosa is saying that the reason why you can be goyim from the Lekucha is more than the Yoshim is because the Lekucha did something wrong.
Oh.
Right. So now, if you want to go with the easier way, Shibud Alav Derayis, if we go the easiest way, really, you shouldn't be able to claim from anyone. Not from the Yoshim, not from the Lekucha. If the Lekucha did something wrong, then you're goyim from the kuchis. In which way did the kuchis do something wrong? By buying a field that had a koil and they went ahead and bought it, then they did something wrong. Says Tosis, and this is the reason why we learn this Tosis, that's pshat in Baba Kama. Mahai time, govi nami melekuchis hosom v'loy min ayoshim. For that very reason, by the avodim, remember, osa evet apoetiki, and he sold it. You can claim from the Lekuchos. Tosfos Medayin and claim from the Lekuchos, not from the Yoshim. Why? Because the Eved does this Eved. Nachon, it was Meshuvah, there was a Koil. And the person that bought it was to the Chutzpah. He bought something that there was a Koil, it's Meshuvah to someone else. It's only Takana to Abonim because you put it after Isaac, but there was this Koil. And you went there and you bought it. Then we penalize you, we take it away from you. Hashem came. By Yoshim, they didn't do anything wrong. Shibud Alav Deraisa, this Eved came in their plate, they can take it, and they're okay. This is now a new Svara, a Svara which enables us to understand at least our Gemara. Our Gemara is telling us that you can claim, at least that's how Tosfos understood our Gemara. Our Gemara was saying that you can claim from also Eved Apeitaki. You can claim from the Kuchois, but you can't claim from the Yosha. Why should that be? Why should it be? Also, Avid Eved Apeitiki. So we know Eved Apeitiki, there's a coil. There's a coil. So what if there's a coil? There's a coil, then the Mekeach is now a Mechutzef. He bought it. If he's a Mechutzef, we take it with him. If there's a Yoshin got it, and no Mechutzef there. So therefore, since Shibud Alav Deraisa, we don't take away from the Yoshim, and the Yoshim can keep it.
The connection with this circuit here is that Nova Bishar also has a call.
What's the connection with Sugya? The connection with Sugya Bambasim? The connection with Sugya Bambasim was there we found the opposite way around. There we found the Milva Bishtar, you are going from Yoshim, you're not going from the Kufis. Milva Alpe, sorry, so we get the wrong words. Milva Alpe, if you do a Alvo Alpe, then you go over from Yoshim, you're not going from the Kufis. That's what the Gemara says, Milva Alpe, which sounds opposite around. So it is, there's no chutzpah there. If there's no chutzpah there, so there, we know, so you don't tell us, we love him, we allow you to claim, so Alvo, we allow you to claim from the Yoshim, and we allow you to claim from even the Rukuchis, if you could, but since there's no coil, they weren't any Chutzef, therefore we said the Rukuchis, you can't think. So it comes out that sometime, Bemet, it depends on the story. If the Rukuchis did something wrong, then the Rukuchis come less than the
Yosha. Can't take from
the song? Oh, so Milval, the Maskon Sagamara there was. Milval, the Maskon of a Papa then. Since we know Chazami that the column shall eternal Dennis Bafni Lovin, he said you can take from, even though there's no Shibud Ma'atoyo, but Shibud Ma'avani, you can take from the Lekuchos. Can't take from the Lekuchos. Why can't you take from the Lekuchos?
Wasn't a chutz.
I didn't hear about it. You can't take from the Lekuchos, but you can take from Yoshim, because There was a shalit tinal des b'fnei lovin. That's the case of milva al peh. Mashen kein, when it comes to apetiki now, you, what do we say about apetiki? He went ahead and sold it, right? He went and sold it. You want to be able to, so the people that bought it, there was this sale with the edim there, the people that bought it were, did something chutzvedik, then other, then you say you can claim from those liquids. You came from the equipment. Why can you not claim from the Yorshim? Because since it's got dinam metatlin, Avodah Zarah is dinam metatlin, and he didn't do anything wrong, so you can't claim from the Yorshim. Right? That's the maskoma of the Gemara. So why do we learn all this? Because first of all, we need to learn it. For Shibudah Deraita, in order to learn our thesis, we need to know there's something called Shibudah Deraita, Shibudah Derabbanan. Shibudah Deraita tells me that Minatoyo, you can get anything. Right? And Shibud Rabbanon means the Minatoyah you can't claim a chal. And if you're going to make a chile between the kuchos, if you're going to make a chile between Milva Bishtah, Milva Alpeh, it's a Takonot Rabbanon. So that is which way around do you go? If you're on Shibud Raisa, so what's the Takonot Rabbanon?
You cannot
collect, they would say. Yeah, you cannot collect, right? That's the. That's if you're Shibudah Deraisa. Takon Rabbanon, why you cannot collect. It's in order to save the Lukuches. And what would be by Yorshim? You can collect, because Shibudah Deraisa. If you're Shibudah Derabbanon, then what's the Takon Rabbanon? Why you can collect. Why you can collect. Why you can collect from the Lukuches. Okay, you shouldn't be able to. Te'eti shaloi tinal deres b'fnei lovin. So that people should be able to lend. And then we had in the Gemara that we had in Machlokes, what's that tell me? Going to a pop, which is my scum of the Gemara there, it means you can collect even from Yosh. You can even collect from Yosh. According to Rav and Shmuel, you could not collect from Yosh. You can't collect not from the Kuchis, not from Yoshim. If there's no coil, you can't collect from Chla. When it came to our Gemara in Baba Kameh, we saw that somebody who made this evident a poetiki, where then the halacha was, if he sold it, the government, the halacha making evident a poetiki regarding the lekuchos, you can collect from the lekuchos. And the mashmois was, and in Rashi seems to hold like that as well, that if a person took a loan and made this evident a poetiki and then died, you would not be able to collect from the yosh. And why should that be? And we have found the svar in Tosis, in Baba Kameh, Basra said the svar, that there we penalize the Lekeach. It's only Metaltalin. Metaltalin, you shouldn't be able to be Gober, not from Yosha, not from the Kuchos. But since he went ahead and did something wrong, there was a code on it, and he was Mechutzev, and he went and bought it, then we say you have to give it back. That's only because you did something wrong. If you didn't do anything wrong, that's the case of the Yosha, didn't do anything wrong, then we fall back to the basic halacha. Shibud Elav Deraisa, you shouldn't be able to take it from them at all. And therefore, by Metatlin, we never said that then that you can take it from them.
The reason that we collect from the money is when you do something wrong, you pay them, they have to take it out. So even though you also give the Lekuchos more Havilan in cases because they pay the money. So right. those are going against each other.
Right, it depends on the story. Yeah, if it's Metatlin, we don't normally give any Lekuchos any schus. But here we did something wrong, we penalize you. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the case of Avodim, which are Metaltlin, really, we're going with the Tzad of Avodim Metaltlin, then the halach is that you don't normally claim not from Yoshim, not from the Kuchis. Right? So really, if a Lekoyah buys Metaltlin, it's his to keep. But here, we did something wrong. It was Mechutzef. There was a Koel. Everyone knew this Eved. Yeah. Right, it's got a code. It's an Eved, because you make an apetiki on Avodim, the Gemara makes a chiluk between a shoy and an Eved. Shoy, there's no coil, and Eved, there is a coil. Why should there be coil with one and the other? People talk more by Avodim. Why is that? We really have to pass all back into the time of the Gemara, which we can't do at the moment. But that's what the Gemara tells us. When they made this business deal with the Avodim, everyone hears about it. So then, if everyone hears about it, and you went ahead and bought it, then we penalize you, and we say you have to give it back. Hashem came by Yoshim, which didn't do anything wrong, it's only metal. And you can't claim from the Yoshim. Okay, so now, we're now ready to do our tases. Not today, we are ready to do the tases, Kimocha Soya Petiki, Kimocha Soya Petiki, which takes you to the, I think you haven't started it, yeah? Or if you have, you haven't finished it. Or if you have, you haven't understood it. Yeah. Okay. When you learn these tases, you should think to yourself, are we going with Mandal Mashabuddha Dereisa? What's the tases? Is he going with Mandal Mashabuddha Dereisa? Shabuddha Rabbonon? Try and work out what the cash of tases was. Right from the start. As you start off tases, you have to work out, are we talking about Shabuddha Dereisa Rabbonon? Work it through that way. Yes, so I do hope this will be shown on Tuesday.